Hello and welcome back. My name is Avi Heller and together we're studying the Talmudic Tractate of Megillah. This series is a project of the OU Synagogue Services Department, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We are at the very bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, 4a. We are about four lines up from the bottom and we're returning to the discussion in our Mishnah about when the Megillah is read. You'll see there's two sets of two dots, three and four lines up from the bottom. That's a quotation from our Mishnah. And our Mishnah said, if you look back at the very first daf on 2a, you'll see that our Mishnah says, Ella shakfarim makdimim liyom haknisa. Sometimes when the 14th of Adar, which is Purim, falls out midweek, we push back the reading of the Megillah for the villages to the day of gathering, which is a market day, Mondays and Thursdays. We're going to investigate the reasoning for this in a little more detail. We have discussed it briefly earlier on in the first daf, and now we're going to dive into it a little deeper. Three lines up from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, Chachamim, the sages, hikilu, they were lenient, al hakfarim, on the villages, liyot makdimim, that they should push the Megillah reading earlier in the month, liyom haknisa, to a day of gathering, to a market day, kidei sheyispiku mayim umazon, in order that they should provide sufficient water and food, la'achehem, to their brothers and sisters, shebekrachim, that were in the cities. So in other words, they didn't celebrate Purim on the same day. The villagers celebrated Purim on one day, and the city dwellers celebrated Purim on another day. That way, the villagers could act like sort of as caterers. They could come in and provide for all the physical needs for the Purim Suda for the villagers, and then they wouldn't have to work on their day of Purim. Instead of having to worry about doing business, they could celebrate Purim in peace. But the Gemara has some questions about that. We finish now Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We flip the page to Daf Dalet Amud Bread, and the Gemara introduces a question. Lememra, this is to say, ditakanta, that the takana, the ordinance that was established by the rabbis, dikrachin havi. This seems like it benefits the cities. In other words, the cities get to celebrate Purim on the 14th of Adar, and we set up a situation where they don't have to worry about where they're going to get their water and their food from. The villages are going to provide it for them. So it seems to be for the benefit of the city dwellers, not for the benefit of the village dwellers. But the way that it was articulated in the Mishnah and by Rabbi Chanina is that it was designed to benefit the village dwellers. At the end of the first line, v'hatanan, this is a hey ha-she'ela, a question, hey, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, chal lihiyot b'sheni, if Purim falls out on Monday, kfarim va'erot gedolot korin bo bayom, both the villages and the cities read on the same day, they both read on Monday. Okay, now here we have a problem. How can we have a situation where the villagers are providing for the needs of the city dwellers when they're both celebrating Purim on the same day? When Purim falls out on a market day, they're both celebrating on the same day. So we should solve that problem. We should make sure that they're celebrating on different days. V'im ita, so if it's true that we want to have them on different days so that the villagers can provide for the city dwellers, ligdemu liyom haknisa. Let's have the villages go back to the previous market day. So instead of celebrating Purim on Monday, we'll push them back to the previous Thursday. And then no problem. But we do have a problem. Haveluhu asara. That would push it back to the 10th of Adar. Va'asara lo takinu rabbanan. And the 10th was not part of the edict of the rabbis. As we learned in the very, very beginning of our tractate, the rabbis only allow the reading of the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. If we pushed it back from Thursday to Monday, 4 days, we would push it back from the 14th to the 10th, and that is outside of the scope. Now, it does beg the question, if the rabbis were interested in having the villagers provide for the city dwellers, then they should have allowed the Megillah to be read on the 10th. But given the situation that we have, the 10th is an invalid option. But the Gemara is not done yet. Tashma, the end of the fourth line, that abbreviation stands for Tashma, come and learn. Let's gather everyone around the study table. We're presenting a teaching from the Mishnah. Chal lihiyot b'chamishi. What if Purim, that is the 14th of Adar, falls out on Chamishi, that's Thursday? Kfarim va'ayarot gedolot korin bo bayom. In our Mishnah, it says that both the villages and the cities read on Thursday because it's a market day. But now we have a problem. V'im ita, if you want them to celebrate on different days so that the villagers can provide for the city dwellers, likdemu liyom haknisa. Let's push it back for the villages to the previous market day, which is Monday.
Now, here we have it's a better case, because if we push it back to Monday, it's only 3 days. The Acharasarhu, and that's the 11th of Adar, and that works out with our Mishnah, because 11 is the earliest day on which you can read the Megillah. So in this situation, we should have the villagers read on Monday, and the city dwellers read on Thursday. However, we added another rule that we hadn't discussed before, and the other rule is miyom haknisa liyom haknisa lo dachinan. We do not push off Purim from one market day to the other market day. Since Thursday is a market day, we have to stick to that day. We cannot push it back to Monday, and that is also a rule. So in that situation, they're going to have to celebrate on the same day. Now, we still have a problem. It's still unclear to us who benefits more from this, the villagers or the city dwellers. Tashma, come and listen to another teaching. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, that abbreviation, Aleph Reish, is Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ematai. When do we do this thing where we push the Megillah reading back? B'makom shenichnasin b'sheni uvachamishi. In a city in which the social construct is that villagers come in from the rural areas and the suburbs on Monday and Thursday. But they don't do that everywhere. Aval, however, makom she'ein nichnasin b'sheni uvachamishi. If there is a place where villagers do not come in on the market days on Monday and Thursday, ein korin ota ela bizmana. Then you do not read the Megillah except for in its proper time, which is the 14th of Adar. So this, by the way, applies to our contemporary situation as well. We don't have an economy where people specifically come in on Mondays and Thursdays. So according to this reasoning, which is basically true, everywhere in the world we would always read on the 14th of Adar, no matter what day of the week it falls out on, except for cities that are walled, which would read the following day. However, the Gemara is interested in who this benefits. The e selka datach, if you might have thought, Takanta dekrachinhi, as we mentioned, that the ordinance of the rabbis, maybe it's designed to benefit the city dwellers because now they have someone to take care of their water and their food. Mishum de'ein nichnasin b'sheni uvachamishi mifsedu lehu lekrachin. Mishum, because they don't come in on Monday and Thursday, mifsedu lehu, should they lose out lekrachin, the cities? Why should the city dwellers lose out just because the villagers are not accustomed to coming in on Mondays and Thursdays? Set it up. If it's for the benefit of the city dwellers, let's just make sure that the city dwellers' needs are taken care of. Lo, so we're going to reject that idea, and we're going to argue that, in fact, it is for the benefit of the villagers after all. In order that the city dweller should have enough water and food, Ella Ema, rather I will say, Mipenei, because Shemisapkin Maim Umazon La'achehen Shebekrachin, that we want to make sure that the city dwellers have enough water and food, but not in a way that the villagers will have to not have their Purim. So in the end of the day, we conclude that it is really for the benefit of the villagers, not for the benefit of the city dwellers. However, we're subject to certain technical rules, so there are some years when it cannot be changed. We're at the two dots, about 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 lines down from the top, and we're beginning an extended analysis of some of the issues of what we should do when Purim falls out on different days. So there is a quotation here from the Mishnah in between the two dots, but it does not give the entire quotation. So rather than reading it, I'm going to just read from the Mishnah what the situation is. So the Mishnah says, Okay, Ketzad, how does this work out? Chal lihiyot Basheni b'Shabbat, if Purim falls out on Monday, Kfarim v'ayarot gidolot korin bo bayom, the villages and the cities read on Monday. Right? Umukafot chomot l'machar. And the Mishnah continues, walled cities will read on the following day, which is Tuesday. Now, we just discussed this case a minute ago, but we're going to attack it from a different angle now. And particularly what we want to do is identify who is the author of this Mishnah. And we'll see that there's a wider range of opinion than we thought there was. So we begin by saying, Matnitin Mani. Our Mishnah goes according to who? E Rabbi, does it go according to the opinion of Rabbi? E Rabbi Yossi, or does it go according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi? So we're going to take these one at a time. My Rabbi, let's say that it's according to the opinion of Rabbi. So let's quote some teachings from Rabbi and see if they match up with our Mishnah, and then we can identify him as the author. Dit Tanya, we learn in a Braita, which is a similar to a Mishnaic teaching, but not in the Mishnah. The Braita teaches a similar case, but a little bit different. We have this case in our Mishnah as well. But here's what it says. Chalihiyot be'erev Shabbat. If Purim falls out on Friday, that abbreviation, bet ayin shin, means be'erev Shabbat, on Friday. So if Purim falls out on Friday, kfarim va'ayarot gedolot makdimin liyom haknisa, the villages and the cities will push the reading of the Megillah back to the market day. They'll push it back from Friday to Thursday. Umukafin choma, and walled cities, korim bo bayom, they'll read it on Friday. Now this is not what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said that if Purim fall out on Friday, only the villages go back to Thursday, and the cities continue to read on Friday. So this is an opinion that we just read that we have not yet seen. In this case, even the cities have to push back from Thursday to Friday. Right? In addition, according to our Mishnah, the Mukafot Choma will read on Friday as well. They push back from 15 to 14. Okay, so that's the opinion of the Tana Kamma. The Tana Kamma is the first person. That's not Rebbe's opinion. So Rebbe says when Purim falls out on Friday, both the villages and the cities push back to Thursday, and the walled cities read on Friday. Okay, Rebbe Omer, however, Rebbe's opinion, Omer ani lo yidchu ayarot mimkoman. I say you never push the cities off from their place. Okay? In other words, my most important axiom here is that the cities have to read on the 14th. And since the 14th falls out on Friday, the cities should read the Megillah on Friday, which is what our Mishnah says. Ela, elu ve'elu korim bo bayom. Rather, both of them should read on Friday, meaning the cities that are unwalled and the walled cities will read on the same day. My taima ditana kama. What is the reason of the first opinion? That abbreviation, taf kuf, is tana kama. Tana kama means the first tana. Now, he's anonymous. That's why we don't have his name. But he's the guy that says that if Purim falls out on Friday, both the villages and the cities push back to Thursday. What's his reasoning? His reasoning is dichtiv, because it writes in the Megillah, b'chol shana v'shana, that you have to celebrate Purim in every year and year, and it says the word shana twice. My kol shana v'shana, what does it mean every year is the same? What's the principle? The principle is ayarot kodmot lemukafin. Every year, the cities read on the 14th, and the walled, those are the unwalled cities, and the walled cities read on the 15th. So we have a principle that the unwalled cities are always one day earlier than the walled cities. So if that's true, afkan ayarot kodmot lemukafin, then the unwalled city should also be earlier. Since the walled cities are going to read on Friday, then the unwalled cities have to read on Thursday. Now, of course, the walled cities should read on Shabbos, but as we discussed already, the walled cities can't read on Shabbos. So if the walled cities are getting pushed back from Shabbos to Friday, the Tana Kamma argues the unwalled cities should get pushed back from Friday to Thursday to maintain the order of unwalled cities being one day earlier than walled cities. The Ema, but the Gemara asks, I could say that there's a different principle. B'chol shana v'shana, what does it mean every year? Ma kol shana v'shana, just like every year, ein nidchin ayarot mim koman, just like in every year, the cities never push off their place. In other words, the one thing that's always true is that no matter what day of the week, except for Shabbos, the cities aren't always read it on the 14th. Afkan lo yutchu ayarot mim koman. So let's not let the unwalled cities get pushed off from their place too. Our principle is the unwalled cities should always read on the 14th. Okay, so he says, well, shiny hacha, it's different here. Shiny means different. Hacha means here. Delo efshar, it's not possible. Meaning we have conflicting priorities. And if our priority is to say that the 14th, that the unwalled cities always read one day before the walled cities, then I have to move them back. And in a case where I have to move it back, so I just move it back. In other words, my principle about the order of unwalled cities followed by walled cities is more important than your principle that we don't, that we never move the unwalled cities. The Rebbe, my time, what's the reason for Rebbe, who says that we don't move the cities? B'chol shana v'shana, what does it mean every year? Ma kol shana v'shana, what does every year mean? Ein ayarot nidchin mimkoman. My principle, says Rebbe, is that we never move the unwalled cities. They always read on the 14th. Afkan lo yutchu ayarot mimkoman. So here too, I'm not going to move the unwalled cities. They have to read on the 14th, which is Friday. Ve'ema, but I could say differently. Maybe there's a different principle. B'chol shana v'shana, every year, what does that mean? That's what we're trying to establish. Ma kol shana v'shana, just like every year, ayarot kodmot lamukafin, the unwalled cities are before the walled cities. Afkan, so to here, nami, also ayarot kodmot lamukafin. So the city should be earlier than the walled cities, and therefore we should push them back to Thursday. So Rebbe says, shiny hacha, it's different here. Delo efshar, because it's impossible. So what they mean by impossible is not impossible, because they're using it in two different ways. What they're saying is we have a conflict of priorities, and if my priority is that the unwalled city should read on the 14th, then that is my priority. I cannot encompass both of them, so I have to choose. So what I mean by lo efshar, it's not possible, is that it's not possible without sacrificing my priority. So Rabbi Yossi's priority is that the unwalled city should read on the 14th, and the Tanakhama's priority is that the unwalled city should always be one day earlier than the walled city. So that was an investigation of Rebbe, and he does seem like he is the author of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah also believes that only the villages should read on Thursday, and the unwalled cities and the walled cities should both read on Friday. Now we're on the first wide line of Daf Dalet Amud Bet, and we're now going to move on to Rebbe Yossi's opinion, because we said we have a doubt. We're not sure if our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, which seems plausible, or according to Rebbe Yossi. So my Rebbe Yossi, what is the opinion of Rebbe Yossi? We're going to see a new opinion here. Ditanya, learned in a Braita, Chal lihiyot be'erev Shabbat, if Purim, the 14th of Adar, falls out on Friday, Mukafin ukfarin makdimin liyom haknisa. Now here, this is out of left field. We have not seen this before. Mukafin are walled cities, and villages will push back to Thursday. Va'ayarot gidolot korim babayom, and unwalled cities on Friday. Now, we've seen a couple of different opinions. We saw an opinion that only the villages go back to Thursday, and we saw an opinion that the villages and the unwalled cities go back to Thursday, but this is brand new. Here it says the villages and the walled cities go to Thursday, and the unwalled cities read on Friday. That's the Tanakhama, the anonymous first opinion in this Braita. Rabbi Yossi is going to disagree. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Mukafin Kodmin La'ayarot, a new principle. It is never possible for the walled cities to read Megillah before the unwalled cities. Ela elu ve'elu korin bo bayom. Rather, the walled cities and the unwalled cities will both read on Friday, and we're assuming the villages will read on Thursday, which is the same opinion as our Mishnah. Okay, I'm on the third wide line, right in the middle. This abbreviation, Mem Tet, is my Taima de Tanakhama. So what's the reason of the Tanakhama who says that we push the walled cities back to Thursday? Dichtiv, as it says, our favorite pasuk, Bechol Shana V'Shana, every year. Ma Kol Shana V'Shana, just like every year, Ayarot Be'arba Asar, the unwalled cities read on the 14th. Uzmano Shezeh Lo Zmano Shelzeh. The time of the walled cities and the time of the unwalled cities are not the same. In other words, he wants to argue that the principle is not so much that the unwalled cities have to be before the walled cities, as much as the walled cities and the unwalled cities have to be on different days. So as long as if I push the walled cities back to Thursday and the unwalled cities are on Friday, I still can apply my principle that they're not on the same day. Afkan, so too, here, Ayarot be'arba asar, so the cities are reading on the 14th, right? Uzmano shel zeh lo zmano shel zeh, and the time of the unwalled cities is not like the time of the walled cities, because the walled cities are reading on Thursday, so they're different days. That's his idea. Ve'ema, but I could say, says the Gemara, b'chol shana v'shana, let me read the pasuk differently. Every year means, ma kol shana v'shana, just like every year, ein mukafin kodmin la'ayarot, In general, the walled cities always read one day later. They never read earlier than the unwalled cities. Afkan ein mukafin kod min la'ayarot. So here, too, the walled cities should not be earlier than the unwalled cities. So he says, shiny hacha, delo efshar. Okay, that's it's impossible. I can't do it. I can't do it because the walled cities can't read on Shabbos, which is the last day they can read it. So the walled cities have to go earlier. And if my principle is that the unwalled cities have to read on the 14th, my only wiggle room is to move the walled cities back to Thursday. So I have no choice. That's what he says. Okay, now we go on to Rabbi Yossi. I'm in the last of the medium wide lines before we get to the wide wide lines. My taima. The Rabbi Yossi. What is the reason of Rabbi Yossi? He's reading the same pasuk. This pasuk can be read in 18 different ways. Bechol shana v'shana, every year. Ma kol shana v'shana, ein mukafin kod min la'ayarot. Just like every year, the walled cities are not earlier than the unwalled cities. The unwalled cities are always on the 14th, and the walled cities are always on the 15th. Afkan, here too, so also here. Ein mukafin kod min la'ayarot. Then the walled city should not be earlier than the unwalled cities. Now, the way Rabbi Yossi has it is they read on the same day. So the Gemara asks, Ve'ema, but I could say, Bechol shana v'shana, every year, Ma'kol shana v'shana, just like every year, Zmano shel zeh, lo zmano shel zeh, the time of the walled cities and the time of the unwalled cities are on, they're on different days. Afkan, so here too, Zmano shel zeh, lo zmano shel zeh. So also, this year, I should have walled cities and unwalled cities reading on different days. Shaini hacha, it's different here, Delo efshar, because it's impossible. No, it's not impossible. You could push the walled cities back to Thursday, like the Tanakama. But again, what he's arguing is you have to embrace what is your most important principle. And if your most important principle is that the walled cities not be earlier than the unwalled cities, then your only choice is to read them on the same day. Okay, we're going to stop there. We just have really like 10 lines left on the Amud, which we will do in the next podcast. Have a wonderful day. Good morning, Daf HaShavua users, and my apologies. In our previous shiur, in which we did 4b, the top half of Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Bet, we skipped one section. My eyes traveled over it because it was a very short section. So I'm going to include it here in this little mini recording. Where we are is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 lines down from the top. And there's just a short couple of lines here that we skipped. So I'm going to fill it in now. It says, Ketzad, what is a situation where we make the Megillah reading earlier? Chal lihiyot b'sheni b'shabbat, if Purim falls out on the 14th of Adar, which is Monday, kfarim v'ayarot gedolot korin bo bayom, the villages and the unwalled cities will read on Monday, and the walled cities will read on the following day, which is Tuesday. So the Gemara asks the question, Maishna Resha, why did we learn in the first part of the Mishnah, Dinakat Sidura Diyarcha. It included the order of the month. In other words, when we started talking about the Mishnah, we said that the Megillah can be read on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of Adar. So it was talking about calendar dates. Yerach, and this is in the vocabulary sheet that I put up, Yerach is the moon. So the order of the month are the calendar dates. But then when it asks Ketzad, what are the cases, Umayshna Seifa at the end of the Mishnah, Dinakat Sidura Diyomli. Instead, it was including the order of the days. In order, it was talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Why did it switch from calendar dates to weekday dates? So the answer the Gemara gives is ID, since Dimitapchele, that it would flip the order. Nakat Sidura Diyoma. It included, therefore, the order of the days. In other words, the way it worked out is that as we go forward in the week from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so we're going forward in the days of the week, we're actually going backwards in the calendar days. And they thought it would create confusion that it would be easier to sort of go through the days of the week rather than as you're going through the days of the week going forward, the calendar dates will be going backwards. Okay, we filled in that small section that we missed. Have a wonderful day.